Father's Day approaching, and you know, it's those moments, whether you're, you know, a son or a daughter, when you realize, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my parents. So thought it might be fun to hear your, I knew I was becoming my dad when ...
Uh-huh. And what's your moment?
Okay, so the part that I go back to is kind of a weird moment. And it it's more of a smell that I remember.
A smell?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going with this?
I'm going
you
where...
You started smelling like your dad?
I'm going where you think I might be going with this. So I realized several years ago, after using the restroom, I was like, wow, that takes me back.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's when I realized, I was like, man, maybe it's a generational thing.
You have to share that.
That was the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you started realizing your toilet smells were just like your dad's?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit weird.
Yeah.
A little bit weird,
thanks
I know.
Thanks for sharing, though. Thanks for sharing that, though.
Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
I do what I can.
Okay.
I do what
See,
I can.
See, I was just thinking it was more of like, okay, the first time you said because I said so, right? When your kids questioned you, wasn't that the classic parent, mom, dad thing to say, right?
Yeah, my dad never said that, though.
Really?
Yeah, he never said the because I said so. So,
okay.
You
I
know,
felt like that was a rite of passage for
He always spit the question back to me. You know, it was like, hey, you know, how do you spell this? Well, how do you spell it?
It's oh, like, he wanted you to figure it out.
Yeah. He just always yes. asked the question so he didn't have to actually answer the question.
Probably because he didn't know it, right?
Maybe, yeah.
You're just and, assuming now. It's like, that was his trick.
Well, and then, you know, as a parent now, sometimes I realize, you know what?
That's a good trick.
That is a good trick. Sometimes yeah. you try to make them figure it out, and it's like, hey, can you help me with this math? Well, sure, we can help you with this math.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Well, I don't know. What is it? What did the teacher say? How did they teach it to you?
Right.
All right.
What did the teacher say?
All right, 502-795-1997. In honor of it being Father's Day week, thought it might be fun. I knew I was becoming my dad when... ... I knew I was becoming my dad when... ... It's 99.7 EJX. Allison said, I won't let anyone else touch the thermostat. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of... It is a constant in my house. A constant in my house. Where I'll walk by and I'll be like, who... Who turned it down to 65?
Yeah. For sure. And Tish said, when I started asking things like, are you trying to air condition the outside? Why is every light on?
Yes. Yes. I'll just go through and turn off lights that
yep.
in rooms that people are not in. And
yep.
just, that's my thing. Just
yep.
walk by a room that nobody's in and turn off
Do
the light.
Do you know how much this costs?
Amy.
So anybody who knows my dad knows the story that he tells about his friend whose dog killed a rabbit, he thought, and he, like, cleaned the rabbit up and put it back in the neighbor's cage, thinking they would think it, like, died of a heart attack. Like,
oh
my dad
God.
Tells the story, and he laughs, like, so much, and I realized that was my dad when I, like, told that story to someone.
So you kept the dog rabbit story alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I didn't crack up as much as my dad, but, like, no matter how many times he tells this story, like, he, like, to tears, he's laughing as he tells
That's
it.
That's fantastic. I love that.
And I love that you've kept the tradition of this story alive. And
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it ends with the neighbor being like, and some sicko cleaned the rabbit up and put it back in the cage because the rabbit had died. Like,
and, yeah, Amy, you're like, yep.
found it.
That's my dad.
The line. Yep.
I also got a message from Rob. When no one was allowed to cut my grass but me, I knew I was becoming
yes.
my dad.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Dads are real particular about that, especially my dad. Like, he will sometimes cut our visit short because he has to get back to cut the grass.
Kelly, do you think that's just an excuse?
No!
Do you think that's just an excuse to
My dad is just, OCD.
Deuces.
He is OCD about his grass about his emails. He gets very stressed out, and he doesn't understand. He doesn't have to answer every single email.
I will say that I might have realized I failed as a dad when my daughters, who have moved out, Isabel and Sophia, they are in a house, and they're like, hey, so we're going to cut the grass for the very first time. And I'm like, oh.
That's like, I don't know how to do that. Is that code for I don't know how to do that?
I know. And I was like, oh.
Because you never taught me, Dad.
I never taught you how to cut the grass because I needed to cut the grass myself.
Yep.
Right.
You just became a dad.
Right. Exactly.
Cindy said, I know I was becoming my dad when I would say, were you born in a barn? Shut the door behind you.
Born in a barn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a classic saying.
Jenny.
So when I was younger, I've got a sister who is much, much younger than me. So whenever she was a toddler, my dad would do the goofiest stuff to make her smile and laugh and just make her happy.
Yeah.
And now that I've got a little one of my own, I find myself doing the same thing. Even in public, no matter how humiliating it is.
Aww. Yes, that's called playing the boob. That's an actual term.
You said playing the boob?
Playing the boob. You're being the boob. You're like being silly.
Okay.
To try to make them laugh.
I had
it's not an actual boob. You're just being a boob.
Yeah, I had never heard
You've
that.
You've never heard of that?
No.
No.
I've never heard of that either.
Well, now you have. You're being the boob.
But I love that.
You know what? If it makes my kid happy, I'm okay with being the boob.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. Jenny, hey, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See ya.
All right,
my husband and I are both boobs. I think that came from books that we had, Happiest Toddler on the Block. The doctor that wrote that.
Kelly, I'm going to just tell you that I have Googled that phrase.
Yeah.
And that is not what comes up.
Oh, really? Then you didn't find the blog happiestbaby.com.
No, I found five sex positions that are all about your breasts.
Nope, that is not. No. Did you put playing with the boob? No. I think that's probably what you looked up.
No, I put playing the boob and I hit enter.
How to play with breasts. No. I said playing the boob happiest toddler on the block. That was the book that I got it from.
I'm down a much different search engine.
Different rabbit hole. Don't do that.
I think it's something that you just made up.
No,
I think
it's just not. Something you made up. I read a book by a doctor.
Kelly, you didn't read.
I did. I skimmed certain chapters.
You didn't read.
I did.
You
we read that chapter and we did that and it worked. We got on the floor and we acted silly with our kids and it made them happy. I highly recommend Happiest Toddler on the Block.
I highly recommend playing the boob.
Okay, don't look it up the way you did, though.
All I did was just put playing the boob and hit enter.
Yeah, no, that just shows what your computer has looked up a little bit more often, I think. They're
do
like,
yours.
No, you meant playing with the boob.
Do
yours. We're going to give you some suggestions.
Do yours and tell me the first two things that pop up.
What do you mean? You want me to restart the search?
Yeah.
Because I looked up playing the boob, happiest toddler on the block.
No.
What do you want me to look up? Just playing the boob.
Hit enter.
Playing the boob. Hit enter.
Yes.
Happiest baby blog. That is the first thing that came up. Happiest baby on X. Reddit. And then playing the boob by happiest baby on Facebook. All of those. And then how to have a nipple orgasm.
Yeah, see, I told you. So yours is five down.
Mine is further down.
That's the fourth on mine, the one that you just said.
All right. What I was referring to and referencing is happiest toddler on the block. I understand that.
Amy texted in, Ben became his dad when he realized he couldn't use the internet to search things. Yeah, I guess so. All right. Hey, thank you for the calls.